With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. State, tribal, and federal experts braced Montana Governor Greg Gianforte at his annual fire briefing today for a potentially severe stretch of wildfires this year. Gianforte said he's been hearing from eastern Montana farmers and ranchers worried about the lack of rain heading into summer.
All signs point to above normal fire activity in Montana this summer.
Meteorologist Colleen Haskell with the Northern Rockies Coordination Center said 600 mostly human-caused wildfires have burned roughly 32,000 acres across Montana since January. Haskell said an early spring cold spell kept moisture out of the ground and essentially freeze-dried vegetation, potentially making it more fire-prone. Haskell said low snowpack in eastern Montana also failed to break down flammable vegetation, increasing fire risk.
So while the drought won't produce as much fuel, grass, we do have that standing carryover fuel that we're continuing to monitor.
Haskell said reports of incoming heavy rain shouldn't encourage Montanans too much and will only make a dent in worsening conditions heading into July.
That heavy rain is very spotty, it's very quick, and what we need are long duration periods with elevated relative humidity.
Haskell doesn't use the phrase fire season anymore, instead preferring to say fire year to reflect warming and drying climate conditions across the West. John Melhoff with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management spoke about the lengthening fire season and the potential for burnout among his crews.
Going in, we're ready to roll. Coming out, depending on how hard and long and arduous this is, we're going to wear people out.
The Northern Rockies Coordination Center predicts severe fire conditions to taper off in September. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.